the day after a sweltering one, and the cool breeze has really picked up and has kicked in here on the east coast of our peninsula, where we're at Redcliffs this afternoon. There's a whole series of small camping places just to the south of Tumby Bay, and I'm sitting in a caravan at one of them here at Redcliffs, and would you believe, I think there's about, there's over a dozen caravans here on the beach at the moment. G'day, what's your name?
Brian.
Brian, what are you doing here at Redcliffs?
Fishing, eating, drinking, and enjoying the weather.
How many years have you been coming here?
This is our 33rd year.
33?
Mm-hmm. And 33 years because we love it.
Why do you love it?
The locals, the atmosphere, it's rough, the sea, the beach, the ability to get to the water, 20 feet away from the water. It's a good place to be.
What made you come here that first time 33 years ago?
50 years ago, a friend of mine came here on a church camp. And then when we were young, he said to us, why don't you come down to the beach and we'll have a look? And we did, and we came, and the rest is history. We've been here, like I said, this is our 33rd year here, so.
And when you come, how long do you stay for?
Usually about 3 weeks.
3 weeks of fishing, drinking, talking, relaxing?
Not necessarily in that order, but yes, drinking, fishing, talking, meeting up with friends. We've got a whole bunch of people that come from Tumby Bay that know us, that we've learned to know over the years. And it's good fun. It really is good fun. We're on the beach and camping chairs and barbecues and fish and all the fresh stuff that we can enjoy from Tumby. So it's good.
You appear to have a bit of an extended Redcliffs family now.
I have that all over the world. I mean, it doesn't matter where I go, I seem to pick these people up. I just love kids and families. And the only reason our kids are not here this year because they've got work commitment. But otherwise, I'd have my daughter and her partner and their kids and my other daughter and my son and my two grandkids. They'd all be here. So,
where are you from originally?
I was born in Holland, but I've lived in Adelaide for the last 51 years or whatever it is. So, yeah.
With 33 visits to Redcliffs, you know, you would have met some pretty amazing characters locally or from around the place that just happened to be here at camping or visiting at the time. Tell me about some of the people you've met.
Well, the first person that comes to mind is Roy Laurie. Roy died when he was 104. We went to his 100th birthday party where he actually walked down the length of the hall and entertained us for 20 minutes on the stage. And I guess the good thing about Roy was he knew everything it was to know about the area. He discovered the figurehead off the Secret, which came off Secret Rock. He was a natural historian. He used to keep records on things, and he had a friend called Bert Bryce, and Bert was another person that had come from Adelaide, had a business over there and came here to fish, and then met up with Roy and the Laurie family. Over the years, those two guys swapped stories, and we heard things about this place that are just mind-blowing. People that sailed from here to what was then called Port Misery, which is Port Adelaide, and they sailed 18-foot skiffs and became becalmed in the middle of the sea and all that sort of stuff. Hales is another one of those large characters that came here 30 years ago or 35 years ago with us and set up and became a local. And he's now been part of Tumby Bay for 30-odd years, and I think he discovered it from Tino Schilling, who is another local character.
After 33 years, any local would say, well, how come you just don't move here?
No, there's too many politics in town. I like to come here as a visitor, and then I don't have to get involved in any of the local town's issues. So.
That's a sneaky way to do it. Then you can always be popular when you come back.
Exactly.
You said you enjoy fishing. What do you like to fish for here at Redcliffs?
Mainly the whiting, but we do go out to Buffalo for shark and snapper and I guess anything we can catch. But it's just a good day out. You know, the kids love it. It's a great place to be.
What's Brian?
The bus is coming by.